This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here at Waco, Nebraska. Brian Hurd, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. And, you know, Troy, we can't get underway tonight without at least acknowledging the passing of our good friend Scott Cox. Our regular listeners here on Sunny 101.3 are aware that Scott worked the board for us for the past several years. A real pleasure to work with that young man, and he passed this summer. And we just wanted to acknowledge the passing of Scott Cox. We're going to miss you, buddy. Scott Cox was... We called him our producer, engineer extraordinaire, and he loved that title. So did a great job for us. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, the offensive starters for the Knights of Nebraska Lutheran. At center, it'll be Eli Vogt. He's a sophomore. The left guard is Ben Vogt, also a sophomore. At the right guard, Caleb Eldridge, a sophomore. Might add, we weren't given any weights for the players. At the wide receiver is Aaron Kepsel. He's a senior. The tight end is Nick Cross, just a sophomore. At quarterback, a junior, Trevor Hiskey. The running back is Jace Dressel. He's a junior. And the wide receiver, Lucas Corwin, a sophomore. Those are the offensive starters for the Knights. Troy, let's take a look at that Knight defense.
All right. We're going to start with a four down linemen. So Eli Vogt, sophomore. Ben Vogt, senior. Aaron Kepsel, senior. And Caleb Aldridge, sophomore. Your linebackers will be Trevor Hiskey, junior, Jace Dressel, junior, and your defensive backs will be Lucas Corwin, sophomore, and Nick Cross, sophomore.
Now look at the Sacred Heart Irish offense. At center, Rogan Nottigal, the 219-pound senior. At the left guard, Zach Keithley. Keithley, a senior, 192. The right guard is Derek Schwong, a 227-pound senior. The ends are Joe Simon, a sophomore, 177 pounds. At the other end is Jake Preschel, a 150-pound senior. Quarterback for the Irish is Jacob Jordan. He's a senior, 154 pounds. The halfback is Evan Keithley. Keithley, 170 and a junior. And at the fullback, Tyler Catlin. Catlin, a 186-pound senior.
All right, for your Irish defense, the left end will be Derek Schwong, senior. Your nose guard will be Brogan Nachtigal, and your other defensive end will be Joe Simon, sophomore. And your linebackers will be Tyler Catlin, senior, and Evan Keithley, junior. You have three defensive backs, Jake Freshel, senior, Sam Dunn, junior, and Jacob Jordan will be your safety as a senior.
Those are the starters now for both the offense and defense for the Irish and for the Knights. We're about 2 or 3 minutes away from the opening kickoff. We'll take another timeout here and be back after this two-minute break. After this two-minute timeout, you're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts for many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer's school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City, good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660 642-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
By one of the students here at Nebraska Lutheran on the violin, no less. And you know, Troy, over the years, this is the first time I've ever heard a violin solo.
Well, I was going to say it. Same for me. I have heard a lot of different things, but never a violin.
Now,
that was beautiful.
Trey Blecker from HCRS, he played it on the accordion once. Now, I've heard that before, but this is the first time a violin solo.
It sounded great. Beautiful.
About ready to get underway here. We have the opening coin toss. It was won by the Irish. Sacred Heart has elected to defer their decision to the second half. Sacred Heart will be kicking from our right to left, and that's from west to east. This is a west-east-west field. The sun in that lower sky to the west here is going to be in the eyes of the return men for Nebraska Lutheran. They will receive the football and defend the goal to our left. That's the east goal. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you as we're set to get underway. Glad to have you with us. Tonight's game can be heard live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA. Tonight over on KTNC, John Nixon is at Raymond Central with the Fall City Tigers. Ready to kick it away. The ball is teed up at the 30-yard line. We're set to get underway. High school football here on Sunny 101.3. Coming forward to kick it away, Rogan Nautical. There's Nautical's kick. A long end-over-ender. It's going to bounce and go out of bounds. And it's going to not be a real long kick after all. Looks like it goes out of bounds inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line is where they mark it out.
That is not a typical kick by Nachtigall. He's not happy with it.
Yeah, kind of hooked that one a little bit. Yeah. Let's see what they're going to do here. I believe the Knights maybe are going to make
it
over.
They're going to play it.
Well, they're still haven't spotted the football. The referees are having a discussion here. Our referee tonight is Brian Wiles, the umpire, Nick Tate, head linesman, Todd Lanham. The line judge is Vern Schulte, and the back judge is Logan Bredemeyer. All right, the Knights break the huddle and come over the football. Trevor Hiskey sets in a shotgun formation, has Jace Dressel set in the backfield with him. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Ball is snapped, low on the ground. Everybody after it. Irish diving in there. I think Sacred Heart's got the football.
Sacred Heart's got it. Derek Schwong on the recovery there for the Irish.
Wow. What a big break for the Irish there, Troy. On the very first snap from center, the ball came scooting out on the ground and landed at the ankles of the quarterback, Hiskey. He had no opportunity at all, and Schwong was in there to get on the football.
Schwong just swallowed that one up. He saw it from everywhere.
All right, big break for the Irish. I can't find the down markers. Here we are, 40, 30.
All the way on.
We're
20,
at the 20-yard
line.
Ball's at the 20-yard line on the left side hash mark. First and 10 for the Irish. They come over the football. Jake Freshel splits wide to the left. Joe Simon set tight to the near side. The quarterback, Jacob Jordan, all alone in an empty backfield. He's back to pass, sets in the pocket. Now he'll run with the football to his left. He's at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. He'll take it all the way for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown scamper by the quarterback, Jacob Jordan, on the very first play of the ball game. How about that?
Yeah. And again, he, like you said, an empty backfield, and your four down linemen for the Knights had some trouble finding him, and he just cut to the left and cut it back across the middle end for the 20-yard
run. Score coming with 11:48 to play in the first quarter. We're only 12 seconds into the ball game. Irish line up for a two-point conversion. Jordan takes a snap, passes out to his right. Pass is going to be complete to Jake Freshel. And Freshel takes it in for the two-point conversion. The Irish go up 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Waco, Nebraska, your Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn for your scoring recap. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
That scoring drive, just one play, 20 yards. Jacob Jordan on the quarterback keeper. The two-point conversion pass to Jake Freshel. The Irish are up 8-0, 11:48 to play in the first quarter. Rogan Nautical has the ball teed up at the 30. There's the kickoff. This one
there.
Down the middle. Nautical got a toe into that one. It's going to be fielded at
right
the goal
at
line. No, he stepped into the end
yep,
zone, won't be able to bring it out. So they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Knights will start first at 10. Well, this thing started off about as perfectly as you could possibly ask here for the Irish, recovering
yeah.
a fumble on the first play from scrimmage. Took just one play to turn it into 6 points, and then the two-point conversion pass, and you hadn't even played, 15 seconds here. Irish are up 8-0. All right, let's see what the Knights do with it this time. The quarterback is Trevor Hiskey. He's a junior. Has a running back set to his right, Jace Dressel. Hiskey has the snap, rolls right, wants to run with the football. Hit, driven out of bounds, back at about the 10-yard line. Looks like he's going to lose around 5 on the play.
Joe Simon in on the coverage there for the Irish, and he fended off his receiver just fine and shoved him right out of bounds.
Yeah, Simon had that one played all the way. He used that sideline to his advantage and just took the ball carrier out of bounds for a loss of 5. Second down and 15 yards to go now with the football spotted back at the 10-yard line. It's on the near side hash mark in from the north side as the Lutheran Knights go from our left to right, from east to west, right into that setting sun here. Quarterback Hiskey breaks the huddle and brings him to the line. Splits Aaron Kepsel wide to the right side of the field. Single setback, sets to his left. Hiskey has the snap. Turns, gives it off to his running back coming around the left side. That's Chase Dressel carrying the ball, and Dressel's going to be hit for a loss also back around the 8-yard line.
Jacob Freshel in on the tackle there for the Irish, and he did a great job. Beautiful open field tackle, and this is what Coach Gold said about last week. We didn't tackle real well.
Third down and 18 yards to go now with the football spotted back inside the 10-yard line at about the 8. We'll call it third, maybe 17, somewhere in that area. Third and long for the Knights, deep in their own territory. They need to come up with something here. You get the feeling the Irish are not in a good mood after that loss
yeah.
to Nebraska City.
They got a lot to prove after that game.
They came out here. Quarterback is Trevor Hiskey. He'll go two wideouts to either side of the field. Dressel sets in a slot to the right side. Hiskey calls his starting count, has the snap, sets up, runs forward. Now throws it out to the right side. Pass is going to be complete to Jace Dressel. Dressel gets it all the way out to the 20, but he's still going to be about 5 yards short of first down yardage. It's going to bring up fourth down and 4 to 5 yards to go now for the Knights.
All right. Evan Keithley in on the tackle there for the Irish and brings him down with about, 5 yards to go there, Randy?
Ball just outside the 20-yard line. Fourth down and 5 yards to go. It's on the near hash mark in from the north side. Again, they're moving left to right, east to west. We're in Waco, Nebraska. You wonder, where is Waco? Not everybody knows.
No.
Just east of York on the north side of Interstate 80, 4 or 5 miles off the interstate
yep.
here. On fourth down and 5 at the 20-yard line, Hiskey lines up to go after. They're not in a punt formation. He's back to pass. Wants to throw over the middle. Dumps it over the middle. The pass ball is
yep.
incomplete. And you know what? The Irish are going to take over on downs. And they're going to begin this possession at the 20-yard line, exactly
where they began
the last one.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a nightmare here for the Lutheran Knights at this point. Handing this ball back over to quarterback Jacob Jordan and his offense once again at the 20-yard line. It's on the north hash mark in from the north side. Wide side of the field to the right for Jacob Jordan. The Irish huddle out near the 30-yard line. Break the huddle. Come over the football. First and 10. At the 20-yard line, Jordan with an empty backfield, trips set out to his right, has the snap, throws to his right, pass is going to be complete to the right side to Sam Dunn. Dunn has yardage down inside the 15-yard line, dropped around the 14, looks to be a gain of about 6 on the carry.
All right, dropped down there by Corwin on the tackle for the Lutheran Knights. About a 6-yard gain, it's going to bring up second down and 4.
So now spot the football at the 14-yard line on the right side, hash mark, this time with the wide side of the field to the left. 9:28 to play here in the first quarter. If you're just tuning in, Irish on top, 8-0. They scored on their first offensive play of the ball game. Second down and four from the 14. Jacob Jordan in the gun. Again, trips to the right. Man comes in motion right to left. Pitches the ball to Evan Keithley. Keithley tries to turn the corner. A flag is thrown on the play. Keithley gets the ball down near the 10, close to first down yardage, but there's a flag thrown in the defensive backfield.
Hiskey in on the tackle for the Knights. But again, as you said, Randy, penalty flag is thrown.
We're waiting for the man in the white.
The Irish.
Waiting for the man in the white cap to indicate what we've got here. Penalty is going to be against the Irish. They'll mark off 5 yards and bring the ball back out to the 20-yard line. Again, I'm having trouble.
Block in the back.
Block in the back. So that spot foul puts the ball out to the 20-yard line. Second down and 10. Wide receivers to the right and left this time. Jake Freshel comes to the near side. Single setback is Evan Keithley in the backfield, sets to Jordan's right. Jordan runs the option, pitches to Keithley. Keithley tries to turn the corner at the 15, at the 10, down near the 5-yard line, and he's close to the goal line. Knocked out of bounds, I believe, inside the 5, just short of the goal line. It appears he's down around the 1-yard line.
All right, tackle there by your defensive backs, Corwin and Cross. But again, like you just said, Randy, looks like around the 1-yard line.
First and goal for the Irish at the 1-yard line. Sacred Heart breaks their huddle, comes over the football. First and goal at the 1. They're up 8-0. Two wideouts to the right side. The back is Keithley, set to the left of Jordan. Jacob Jordan takes the snap. Pitches it to Keithley. He runs to the left and goes in, standing up for the touchdown. So the Irish quickly put another one on the board. This one carried in by Evan Keithley, a 1-yard run. And the score comes with 8:41 to play here in the first quarter. Sacred Heart up 14-0 early. Now we'll have the try for the conversion here. Evan Keithley with the touchdown for the Irish. Okay, they'll line up to go for two once again. Keithley in the backfield. Also set back there in the backfield is Tyler Catlin. I formation. Keithley in the top of the eye. Catlin is a fullback. Keithley moves in motion out to the right. Back to pass. Jordan. Jordan sets. Now he'll run with the football. Fighting his way toward the goal line. Did he get in? No, did not. He stopped short. Score goes 14-0. 8:41 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Waco, Nebraska here. This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
All right, the scoring drive for the Irish took just 3 plays to go 20 yards, capped by a 1-yard touchdown run by Evan Keithley. Conversion attempt failed, and the Irish go on top 14-0 with 8:41 to play here in the first period. So Sacred Heart has already put together 2 20-yard scoring drives in the first few minutes of this football game. This is a scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Rogan Nautical has the ball teed up once again at the 30-yard line, set to kick it away for the Irish. Return men back deep here, set up deep. I believe it's Hiskey, no check. On the near side is going to be Jason Dressel. Nautical coming forward. Here's his kick. Long, end over ender. They'll put this one well into the end zone and out of the end zone, and that's what we're used to seeing from Rogan Nautical.
Yep.
That first one was a bit of an anomaly here.
Yeah.
And that one goes into the end zone, through the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and the Nebraska Lutheran Knights will have their third possession of the evening. The first two haven't gone well. They fumbled the ball away on their first play, and Sacred Heart turned it into a touchdown 1 play later. Turned it over on downs on their second possession. Hiskey is the quarterback. In a slot to the right is Dressel. Hepsel is split wide to the right also. Hiskey calls his starting count. He has the snap. He's back to pass. Throws it out to Dressel. It's in and out of his hands. It'll be an incomplete pass. Tried to turn it upfield. I think maybe he was looking where he was going to run with it before he put the ball away, and it falls incomplete.
And Sam Dunn coming up from his defensive back position there. But again, it was incomplete. The Irish four-down linemen are causing a little bit of trouble right now for the Lutheran Knights.
John Nixon is at Raymond Central tonight with the Fall City Tigers. That game is live over on our sister station, KTNC. And, of course, both games can be heard live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net.
And the Tigers are up 8-0 already.
All right.
Halfback pass.
Appreciate that update.
Mr. Nixon sent us.
Here we go. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 15-yard line. Hiskey is the quarterback. Dressel sets to his right in the backfield. They have a man in motion. They pitch it to the motion man coming around from right to left. He tries to turn it upfield. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more than that. Not a whole lot of running room there. Carrying the football was Lucas Corwin, a sophomore.
And Joe Simon coming over to put the first hit on, and then backed up by a lot of white jerseys helping him out and just taking him down to the turf. Brings up third down and 11.
Yeah, loss of a yard on the play. Puts the football back to the 14-yard line on the near hash mark. Again, they're trying to go from our left to right, east to west. This football field is laid out in a softball field in the outfield. The 40-yard line is at second base. We're across. We're out in center field.
Oh, deep center.
We're out here at home run territory right on the 40-yard line. All right, Hiskey splits two wide outs to either side of the field. He's alone in the backfield. Man in motion is Dressel. Hiskey back to pass, looking out. A pass goes right through the hands of the intended receiver, Lucas Corwin. They had Dressel out there in front of Corwin to block for him to try and get down that left sideline, but Corwin couldn't pull down the ball. It falls incomplete, and it's fourth down and 11. Now, on the last possession, they decided to go for it on fourth down, and the Irish quickly turned that into another score.
Yeah.
I would expect to see a punt here, perhaps. They tell us doing the punting normally is Trevor Hiskey. But
Fresh will drop him back here to get the punt.
Yeah, Dressel is back to do the punting, though. So Dressel is back deep. Freshel is the deep man. That's Jake, right?
Yep, Jake Freshel.
Jake will wait at his own 33-yard line. There's the snap. The punt is out of there, but barely. Freshel lets it bounce in front of him. He fields it at the 38. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30. Down to the 25. Taken out of bounds near the 20-yard line and taken down. Nice return there by Freshel to get that, Jake Freshel, to get the ball. A flag was thrown back where he fielded the ball at the 38-yard line. I'm not sure what could have happened back there.
Well, you got an Irish defender standing right there, so I'm guessing he's going to get called for a block in the back.
Have to wait for the referee's indication, but they are going to bring this return back, and that negates a really nice return by Jake Freshel. He had that ball down near the 20-yard line, and the Irish were going to be starting for the third time deep down in Knight territory.
So,
go ahead.
It was the referee just gave the call there, Randy, so it was a block in the back.
So that penalty yardage will be marked off from the spot of the foul, which was the 38-yard line. They're going to take the football all the way down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10, so the Irish, a little more field to work with this time than they've had in the past.
Yes.
They'll begin this drive first and 10 at the 23-yard line is where they'll have it. Quarterback is Jacob Jordan. He's alone in the backfield. Receivers split wide to the right side of the field, trips to the right as Jordan calls his count. He rolls right, looks down the right sideline. Now back over the middle, downfield for Freshel. Pass is going to be complete at the 30. Defender falls down, and he'll take it all the way for the touchdown from the 23-yard line, a 57-yard pass play, 57 yards on the pass play, complete to Jake Freshel and the Irish. Right now, are kind of making it look easy.
And when that pass was released, Randy, it didn't look like Freshel was going to get to it. He kind of stopped in his route and then picked his pace back up and caught it and got by the defender, Nick Cross.
So Jordan finds Freshel for 57 yards.
Going
to try and kick the extra point this time.
I saw him warming up doing this.
This is Nautical in to do the kicking, I believe. Yeah,
yep,
Brogan Nautical.
Oh,
they
fake
it.
Snap.
Now running with the ball is Jordan. Jordan reverses, goes back to his right, breaks a tackle. He'll be tackled, and the conversion attempt fails. So the score remains 20-0. The Irish on top, 6:45 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats, in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Waco. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. CJ Kratasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt, Fall City.
Oh, the scoring drive once again, just one play, this time covering 57 yards. The conversion attempt failed. It was a 57-yard pass play, Jacob Jordan to Jake Freshel. 20-0, Irish lead at 6:45 to play in the first quarter. All right, Nautical with the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Boy, Irish just coming out here on fire. Just really taking it to the Knights right now with 6:54 to play in the first quarter, up three scores. Here's Nautical's kick, another end-over-ender that's going to go well into the end zone and through the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Well, if you're an Irish fan, you couldn't ask for a much better start to this one. Right now, the Knights fans watching this one on Strive TV. By the way, we believe that our audio is being put out over the Strive TV feed. So, Sacred Heart fans back in Fall City, if you can pick up the Nebraska Lutheran Strive stream, we think our audio feed is being synced up with that so you can watch it and still listen to Sunny 101.3. Things going well for the Irish right now. Up 20-0, 6:49 on the clock. Ball is teed at the 15-yard line where the Nebraska Lutheran Knights will come over the ball. Their quarterback is Trevor Hiskey. Wide receiver Aaron Kepsel comes wide to the right. Wide to the left goes Lucas Corwin. Single setback is Dressel back there. Hiskey has a snap. Gives to Dressel up the middle. He's hit immediately and dropped for a loss of a couple. Boy, the defenders for Sacred Heart were through the line, and they were all over Dressel before he could even get started.
Yeah, Schwong, your nose guard there, doing a great job penetrating into the backfield and just catches one leg for a two-yard loss.
Absolutely gorgeous evening for high school football here at Waco. 73 degrees at kickoff. The temperature's going to drop from there. Little breeze coming through the back door of the press box. Feels like air conditioning here, Troy.
I might be chattering here.
Far cry from last Friday night when it was up in the 90s and we were dying in the press box down in Platteville. Clock running, 6:04 to go, first quarter. Again, if you're just tuning in, 20-0 our score. The Irish on top, the Lutheran Knights come over the football. Split wide to the right side is Kepsel. Quarterback Hiskey has the snap, rolling right. Now dumps it out to the right. The ball is deflected, intercepted, and taken in for a touchdown. Getting the interception is Evan Keithley. Keithley with the intercept for the TD. How about that?
And the Irish defense, again, just pushing their way backwards. Or pushing the Knights backwards, and they had three white shirts there as soon as the quarterback tried to pass the ball.
I can't give him credit for much more than about a three-yard return, I think.
Yeah.
He made that interception and then took it about 3 yards in for the touchdown, and it's 26-0, and we still have 5:49 to play in the first quarter. They'll set in the I formation this time with Keithley set in the top of the I. Hand the ball to Keithley. He'll run up the middle and take it in standing up. Keithley carries in for the two-point conversion. 28-0, 5:49 to go first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Waco here on a beautiful evening. The Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn for your scoring recap. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn and Weston Witt in Fall City.
5:49 left to play in the first quarter. The Irish up 28-0. That score, a 3-yard return of a pass interception by Evan Keithley. Keithley carried in for the 2-point conversion. 5:49 to go. Irish up 28-0. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, teeing the ball up once again, Brogan Nautical. He's kicked the last three of them halfway back to Lincoln here. This one, not so long. It's going to be a little squib kick. Fielded at the 5, out to the 10, across the 15, trying to turn the corner. Coverage is there, and they bring him down near the 15-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 at the 15, about the same result as if it had gone through the end zone. They'll start first and 10 on their own 15-yard line with 5:39 to play here in the first quarter.
Joe Simon in on your tackle there for the Irish.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Troy Nelson alongside tonight on the color commentary. Irish just off to a red-hot start here tonight in Waco, leading 28-0 with 5:36 to go still in the first quarter. What's the latest score we had on the Tigers game?
It's the same.
8-0?
I think that was
Ball
it.
City up over
yep.
Raymond Central, 8-0 in the first quarter. That game being heard live over on KTNC. John Nixon has the call for you there. This is Trevor Hiskey. The quarterback has the snap. Hiskey's going to run it himself. Tries to start out to his left. Nowhere to go. Hit in the backfield. He did manage to fight his way back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a half a yard just outside the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and still a long 9 to go here.
Shawong, your nose guard hit him first and then knocked the goal, finished it off and brought him down. And as you said, Randy, maybe a half a yard of a gain.
Well, as you mentioned, Troy, you heard Coach Doug Gold say that the Irish just did not tackle well last week against Nebraska City Lords. He was looking for improvement in their tackling, and it looks like they've shown that so far here. Nebraska Lutheran just not able to get anything untracked against this Irish defense. And when the Irish get the ball, they've scored on one play, three plays, one play, and on an interception. So pretty quickly. Second down and a long 9. The ball just outside the 15-yard line for Trevor Hiskey. Puts a man in motion. Hiskey has the snap. Drops straight back. Throws it out to his right to Dressel. Dressel fights his way across the line of scrimmage. Got 2, maybe 3 yards. That's Jace Dressel. He's a junior. This is an interesting school here. It's a boarding school. They have boys and girls dorms. They have 57 students. They come from a number of different states as well as several foreign countries. They have players here from China, from Thailand, and from Norway. I was looking at the roster. Balder Solberg Medden, that's from Norway. Balder's the first name. So quite a diverse population with their students. I think they told me they had 7 or 8 students from China here in school. All in the little town of Waco, Nebraska, population 246. So what an experience this must be for the kids come to small town Nebraska. Third down, 7 yards to go for the Knights. Hiskey. Waiting for the snap from his center. He has the ball. Hiskey is under pressure. Dumps it over the middle. Dressel makes the reception. Close to the first down, he dropped it. It got away from him. Looked like he was going to pull that one down, but one of the Irish came up with the football. Jacob Jordan trying to convince the referee that he had caught the football, but that didn't happen. Oh, it looks to be about a foot short of the first down. The ball just shy of the 25-yard line.
Well, the referees are talking this over like maybe it was an incomplete. The ball hit the turf.
Well, I thought he caught it, but then when I looked down there, Jordan had the
Jordan
football.
Jordan had it, yeah.
Now, they right at the moment, they've spotted the football just shy of the 25, which would be about a foot short of the first down yardage. It would be fourth down and a foot, and I believe they are going to...
Oh, they gave it the interception.
Okay. Yep, now they say Jordan did catch the ball. It never did touch the turf, so the second interception already of the evening for the Irish. Jordan with the interception.
Huh.
At the 20, just inside the 25-yard line, officially we'll say this drive begins at the 24, anytime it's inside the 25. So first and 10, Sacred Heart, 24-yard line of the Knights. They'll set in the I formation. Keith Lee in the top of the I. Tyler Catlin is the fullback, set behind Jacob Jordan. Double tight end set. Pitch the ball to Keithley. Keithley runs to his right at the 20, at the 15, the 10. Broke a tackle, and he'll take it all the way for the touchdown. A 25-yard run for Evan Keithley, and that was a one-play, 24-yard drive, as we called it. Score coming with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Evan Keithley with his second touchdown, or third touchdown of the evening. He had one rushing earlier. And he also had the interception. So he already has 3 touchdowns for the Irish. 34-0. Sacred Heart on top now. 3:38 to go, still in the first quarter. Brogan Nachtigal in to try and kick the extra. Jacob Jordan in to hold. Waiting for the snap from center. The ball is down. The kick is up. Plenty of length. And it's
good.
Got it. He kicked
there
it through.
Go.
Nachtigal with the kick. That makes our score 35-0, 3:38 to go first period. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
This Scoring Drive recap being presented by our Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, another short but sweet drive. One play, 24 yards. Evan Keithley on the carry for the touchdown. Brogan Nautical kicked the conversion, and that makes our score 35-0. Irish on top, 3:38 to play in the first period here at Waco. Again, this scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. And we want to pass along our thanks to Jake and Tasha and Weston for their support of our broadcast once again this season. Pleasure to have them on board as sponsors of our scoring recaps. Brogan Nautical with the football teed at the 30, ready to kick it away here for the fifth time already this evening. Here's his kick. This is a short one that bounces, going to be fielded and picked up at the 15. They start to the left, out near the 20, and wrapped up just shy of the 20 to pick up who the return man was there. I couldn't see him under that pile. Here he comes back.
Number four is your
number
return
Number four
man.
On the return. So bringing that one back was Luke Worcester. Worcester with his first action of the evening there.
Peyton Doerr shoving him out of bounds for the Irish.
Ball is going to be spotted at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for Nebraska Lutheran. Boy, at this pace, we're going to see a lot of jerseys in there for Sacred Heart before the night's out, I have a feeling. First and 10 for Nebraska Lutheran, their own 20-yard line. Quarterback, Hiskey has the snap, pressure coming. Hiskey scrambles. He'll run upfield, and wow, did he get hit and hit hard across the way by Jake Freshel.
Tyler Catlin driving him out
Catlin.
Of bounds,
okay,
and tearing
Catlin.
His helmet off as he takes him down.
Catlin took him out of bounds on the far side. Now, since Hiskey's helmet came off, he's going to have to leave the game for one play. And they're going to have to trot another backup quarterback out there as Hiskey has to set out one play. Switching over to quarterback now and will be Luke Worcester. Worcester comes into the game. He's just a freshman. Listed as a wide receiver on offense, defensive back on defense, but he'll play quarterback for one play while Hiskey sets out with the helmet that came off. Wide receiver Aaron Kepsel comes wide to the right side. Dressel sets to the left of the quarterback Worcester. Oh, they snap it directly to Dressel, and he's hit immediately. Does not get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. No place for Jake Dressel to go with it.
Look like Shawong and Simon in on the tackle for the Irish.
Trevor Hiskey runs back out there onto the field now. Put his helmet on. And leaving the game, of course, will be Worcester. Loss of 3. Third down, 13 yards to go now with a football at the 17-yard line. Hiskey, the quarterback. 2 wideouts to each side of the field. He's all alone in the backfield. Here comes a rush running for his life. Hiskey dumps it over the middle. The pass is going to be complete. Caught out here by Jace Dressel. Dressel with a nice grab there, caught the football, got it across the 25, out to the 27-yard line, still short of the first down, but nevertheless, Dressel with a nice catch.
Oh, that was. He had two defenders coming at him hard, and he dumped it off, and a great pass and a great reception, and got some positive yards for about 6 there.
Spot the football at the 27-yard line, fourth down, and about a long 3, almost 4 yards to go. We'll call it fourth and a long 3. Down 35-0. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Knights go after this, and they are.
Yep.
All right. Trevor Hiskey is the QB. Split to the right, Kepsel and Dressel. One wide receiver to the left side. I think that's Corwin. Hiskey, the quarterback, calls his count. Has a snap, sets. Here comes the pressure. Tries to dump it off. I think that's going to be ruled an incomplete pass.
Yep.
All kinds of pressure being applied there by the Irish.
Nautical and Shawong in on, and Simon, all your 3 down linemen.
I sure hate to have Nautical chasing me after that like he was right there, trying to get rid of the football. There's really no time to even look for a receiver there. In Hiskey's defense, he's got defenders on him before he has a chance to even set up. Clock has stopped at 1:40 to go in the first quarter. If you're just tuning in, the Irish have jumped out to a 35-0 first quarter lead, and they take over first and 10. The line of scrimmage is at the 27-yard line of the Knights. The quarterback under center is Jacob Jordan. Jordan gives to his fullback running the right side. That's Tyler Catlin. Catlin has the ball inside the 20. Looks down right on the 20, they're going to say. Give him a gain of 7 on the carry. And it'll bring up second down and 3 yards to go with the football at the 20-yard line. I have a dickens of a time finding the down markers across the way. I think they must, yeah, they are down there in among the players.
Yeah.
And we are on the 20-yard line. Second down and 3. I formation, Keithley in the top of the I, Catlin the fullback. Keithley goes in motion out to his right. Keeping it is Jordan. Jordan is going to be ripped. Oh, he got away, broke a tackle. Now he's scrambling. He's in trouble and going to get wrapped up and dropped for no gain on the play. He somehow managed to get back to the line of scrimmage to the 20-yard line, and he put in a pretty good hard night's work just to do that.
When he broke that first tackle and he cut back to his left, he ran into four dark blue jerseys coming at him.
Down to the final minute of the first quarter, 47 seconds to play first period. It'll be third down and 3 yards to go now with the football spotted on the 20-yard line just inside the left side hash mark. Jacob Jordan, the senior quarterback, a lot of poise out there, lots of experience, sets his backs in the eye with a double tight end set. Keithley is the eye back. The fullback behind him is Tyler Catlin. Quarterback Jordan looks over the defensive set, hands under center, calls his cadence, takes a snap, gives to Keithley. Keithley running up the middle, on his feet, has first down yardage inside the 15-yard line, down around the 12 or 13 goes Evan Keithley for another first down for the Irish.
Eldridge and Dressel in on the tackle for the Knights.
Time will expire here in the first quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish lead at 35-0 after one period. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish lead it here 35-0 over the Nebraska Lutheran Knights. My name is Randy Catula, along with Troy Nelson. Brian Hurt is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. And, Brian, on those bumps when we come back to us right there, just a little programming note, if we could kill that bump. That is trailing on a little longer than we'd like to have it there, if you could for us. We also want to remind all of our listeners back in Fall City that our audio feed is being carried live on the Strive TV stream, on the video stream here on Strive TV for Nebraska Lutheran. All right, first down and 10 for the Irish. Jordan, all alone in the backfield, takes a snap. Flips the ball up to his back coming from left to right, and that's Keithley. Keithley tries to turn the corner. He's got the ball inside the 10-yard line. Looks like he's down near the 7 is where they'll mark it. It'll be second down and about 4 yards to go from the 7-yard line.
Eldridge and Dressel shoving him out of bounds. Or no, kept him in bounds. The clock's supposed to keep running here. I thought we shoved him out.
That's a Strive TV, and then you click on schools, look for Nebraska Lutheran, click on their live feed, and you'll pick up our audio right along with the video stream. The ball on the near side hash mark. Second down and about 4 to go from the 7-yard line. Jacob Jordan takes the snap, pitches out to his left to Keithley. Keithley running near the end zone. He'll go in standing up for the touchdown. It will be a 7-yard touchdown pass for Evan Keithley on the reception, a pass of 7 yards, and the Irish just keep piling up the points here. This score coming with 11:31 to play in the second quarter. The pass to Keithley makes our score now 41-0 as they line up to try and kick it. Not to go to kick. Ball is spotted. Nautical's kick is up. This one is wide left. Does not go. The score remains 41-0. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Nebraska Lutheran High School here, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. For your scoring recap, C.J. Kirtasha for your needs in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, that's the longest scoring drive yet for the Irish. That one took five plays to go 20 yards, capped by a seven-yard touchdown pass, Jacob Jordan to Evan Keithley. Conversion was wide to the left on the kick, and Sacred Heart is up 41-0, 11:31 to play here in just the second quarter. Nautical with the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, set to kick it away. Nautical comes forward. Got a toe into this one, but it's going to go off the side of his foot and out of bounds once again. And Brogan's not going to be happy with himself on that one. It's going to go out of bounds inside the 15-yard line at about the 13. And I think they'll probably just have him bring it out, spot the ball, and play it rather than risk having it go back through the end zone and have it at the 15. Yeah. So they'll get the football at the 25, right? Why is he? Yeah, he is at the 25. I lost my down markers again. The ball will be marked at the 25-yard line on the near side hash mark. And now the Knights will be going right to left from west to east here in Waco. The sun at their back now. Wide receiver coming to the left side of the field is Lucas Corwin. The quarterback is Trevor Hiskey. Hiskey has the snap. Looks for Dressel. Dumps it out to Dressel. He's hit. Got away. Broke another tackle and then gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard, I don't think much more than that. He looks like he's just outside the 25-yard line.
Bringing on that stop there for the Irish is Tyler Catlin here at linebacker.
So they'll mark the football just across the 25. We'll call it second down, and I've still got to call it 10 to go. A very long nine. He got about a half a yard there. Second down and a long 9 yards to go for the Knights. If you're just tuning in, 41-0. Irish dominating here, and we still have 10:45 to play in the second quarter here at Waco. Wide to the left comes Lucas Corwin. In a slot to the left side is Nick Cross. Empty backfield for Hiskey. Cross comes in motion, sets up next to Hiskey. He throws the ball out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. Nice catch. Fighting near the first down yardage is Luke Worcester, and Worcester's taken out of bounds about a yard short of the first down. He's near the 34-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Maybe a yard and a half short. It'll be third down and short.
Shoving out of bounds there was your defensive back, Jacob Jordan.
Ball at the 33-yard line. Third down and 2 yards to go now for Nebraska Lutheran. That was a nice catch there by Luke Worcester getting down that right sideline. Trevor Hiskey, boy, you got to give the kid credit. He just has no time at all. The pressure is tremendous on him, and he got that one out of there. All right, Worcester splits to the right side. Wide to the left comes Lucas Corwin. Empty backfield. Hiskey. Stepped up. Now gets rid of it at the last minute. Pass is going to be intercepted. That's Evan Keithley at the 35, down inside the 30, on his feet down the left sideline, and he'll take it all the way for the touchdown. It'll be a 35-yard pass interception return by Evan Keithley. His second interception of the evening. Return for a touchdown, and our score goes to 47-0. So Keithley is having himself some night here. Two interceptions for touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. He's got four scores already tonight, and we still have 10-10 to play here in the first half. Nautical's going to try and kick another one here. Jacob Jordan will hold it. Nautical in to kick for the extra point. The ball will be spotted there at the 10, of course. I don't think he got there. Wide left this time. And the score remains 47-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Nebraska Lutheran High School here in Waco. The Irish score again. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. C.J. Kirtasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
Really no drive to report there. Just Evan Keithley's second interception for a touchdown tonight. This one a 35-yard return of the interception. The conversion kick failed by Nautical, and our score stands 47-0 with 10-10 to go here in the second quarter. Scoring drive recap again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Nautical with the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. He comes forward. The toe meets the football. This one will go into the end zone, driving end over ender. When Brogan gets a hold of it, he gets a hold of it.
He goes clear
out of the end zone. And so far, it's been either everything or nothing here. He kicks it clear through the end zone, or it's going out of bounds short, and they get the ball out here at the 25. But this one got well into the end zone. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Knights will begin this drive. What's the spec? We're going to start seeing some clean jerseys in there.
Yeah, the Irish already got some different ones in here.
Let's try and pick up some of those players that are checking in here defensively if you can.
I got 38, Nicholas Keithley on the right end.
Will Ewers is in there.
And you got two new linebackers, Riley Nelson and Will Ewers.
Okay, Nelson and Ewers are in there at the linebackers now. First down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Trevor Hiskey calling his count. Has the snap. Turns. Oh, a fumble on the football. He was trying to give it off to Luke Worcester. For some reason, Dressel is over here on the sideline. He's not in the game. He's been that running back, and Worcester's in his place right now. Looks like a loss on the fumble of about a yard. Put the football back near the 14-yard line, and it'll bring up second down and 11. Our thanks to the folks here at Strive TV and Nebraska Lutheran High School for picking up our audio feed for our fans back in Falls City. Those of you watching out here in the Waco area, glad to have you tuned in also. Wish it was a little more competitive ball game we had to report for you. 47-0 right now. Second down and 11 for the Knights. Hiskey is the quarterback all alone. Splits to both sides. Hiskey is under pressure. Dumps it out here to the left. Nobody in the area. And we'll have a flag. That's going to be grounding. There's nobody anywhere close.
Nobody around.
Little miscommunication there. He was expecting to have a receiver out here in the flat to his left. And all the receivers had taken off up the field, and now we've got a second flag thrown. That may be because somebody maybe made a comment there.
Okay.
Let's wait and see for the referee to give us an indication of what we had. The first one I'm pretty sure is going to be intentional grounding, and that's just a miscommunication.
Holding?
No, that's grounding.
That's grounding.
Okay.
Intentional grounding on the offense.
Huh.
And also a penalty on the defense.
Holding on the defense.
So we had offsetting fouls.
Huh.
And this is the equivalent of the playground do-over.
Yeah. We got Peyton Dorian on the nose guard now for the Irish.
All right. I'll count on you to keep IDing these ball players that are checking in there now. Dorr, 175-pound senior at the nose guard position. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of Irish players get some varsity playing time here tonight, it appears. Second down and 11. We'll try it again. Worcester is set to the backfield next to Trevor Hiskey. Hiskey calls his count. He takes the snap, rolls to his right. Here comes the pressure. Now Hiskey ducks it in, tries to come forward, broke a couple of tackles, and now finally gets wrapped up and dropped right back at about the original line of scrimmage. And Hiskey had to work hard just not to lose yardage in that on that play.
Dorr and Ehlers in on the Ewers. Dorr and
Ewers.
Ewers in
I'm
on
sorry.
The tackle there.
I called it Ewers. That's my mistake.
Ewers.
Okay. Third down, 12 yards to go with the football at the 13-yard line is where they mark it. 8:35 to play in the first half. 47-0 your score. The Irish in command of this one here in Waco. John Nixon down at Raymond Central tonight with the Falls City Tigers. Tigers looking for their first win after they came up short last week at Springfield Flatview. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. Timeout Nebraska Lutheran, 8:18 to play first half, 47-0. Irish on top. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
Carmen City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your
your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Waco, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. Brian Hurt, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios tonight. Our second broadcast of the season. Last week we were down at Springfield Platteview with the Tigers. What's the latest we've got on the Tigers game, John?
All right.
How's that?
Mr. Nixon just texted it in, 14-8 Raymond Central, 3:28 left in the second.
So John's got a good one going down there at Raymond. Here we go. Third down and 12. Trevor Hiskey in the backfield. Man comes in motion, sets to his right. Hiskey has the snap. Throws out to his right. Pass is going to be caught, complete. Making the reception was Luke Worcester, I believe. Worcester's just a little guy. They don't give us weights or heights on this, but when I watch Luke Worcester line up out there, well, if he weighs 100 pounds, that's got to be on a good day.
Yeah. Jacob Jordan in on the
tackle. Not a very
there.
Big guy out there, and he's out there playing his heart out, made the reception there. He's just not a big kid. Luke Worcester, where's number four? He's a freshman. So not a big guy, but he can catch the football. Fourth down and 14 yards to go. Punting situation. And let's see who we got in to punt the ball. Normally it would be Dressel. I don't think he's kicking, though. He's here on
number
the sideline. There's the punt. It's away. Running up to field it. Ball's going to be picked up, fielded, breaking a tackle for 35. Starting out to his right with the football for the Irish, Jake Freshel. Freshel tries to turn the corner, finally driven out of bounds. He's inside the 20, down around the 17-yard line goes Jake Freshel. And the Irish begin another offensive drive with just outstanding field position. They'll have it first and 10 at the 17-yard line of the Lutheran Knights.
Nick Cross in there shoving him out of bounds for the Knights.
All right, let's see what we've got lining up here in the offense this time. Looks like we may have some new numbers.
We've got some new numbers.
Jack Stice in the ball game, I believe.
You got Ned and Rip on the line.
I think Riley Nelson is in at fullback.
Yep.
So Nelson is the fullback. The quarterback, who's our quarterback?
Jake Freshel.
Oh, Jake Freshel, a quarterback, turns. Gives it off up the middle. Is that Nelson on the carry?
No, Jake Stice.
Okay, Stice on the carry, the I back. Nelson went through the whole first blocking, and then Stice took the handoff. So, well, we can throw the spotting chart away now.
And I messed up on his James Freshel.
James Freshel.
Quarterback, James Freshel.
James Freshel.
Got a lot of Freshels out here.
All right. They all end in five. James Freshel, 151-pound sophomore. He's the quarterback. Back set in the I formation. I think he kept it himself that time.
Nope, Nelson took that one.
Riley Nelson gets the handoff. All right.
They moved him to the I back.
Yep. Riley Nelson carries forward. Nelson is a 172-pound junior, so I don't think we've got any starters left on the field right now on offense, do we?
I don't think so.
A lot of nice, clean jerseys out there. So, James Freshel is our quarterback. Riley Nelson is our fullback. And the I-back is Jack Stice. They set in the I formation, double tight end set, third down and 7. Freshel pitches the ball back to Stice. He'll try and turn the corner at the 15. He'll be hit and dropped around the 12 or 13-yard line. Maybe got a yard or two. Not any more than that. Hiskey was there to make the tackle. Clock down to 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. It'll be a fourth down. Irish leading 47-0. And Sacred Heart has his starters on the sideline, cheering on the number twos here right now. James Freshel, again, the quarterback. Lechtenberg, the fullback this time?
Yes.
Lechtenberg in at fullback. They're changing him around fast. Oh, fumble on the ball. Irish got back on it. The I-back, whoever he was.
That was Nelson.
Nelson fell back on the football. So that time they had Riley Nelson lined up at the I-back position. And he got the fumble recovery for the Irish, but it'll be turned over on downs. And it'll be first and 10 now for Nebraska Lutheran. They'll start from their own 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Knights. Now I can get my spotting chart back out. I'm going to have to start making that Irish spotting chart 2 and 3 deep, I think.
Uh-huh.
All right, first down and 10 for the Lutheran Knights with 4:57 to go in the first half, 47-0. Sacred Heart in command of this one here at Waco. Knights come over the football. Trevor Hiskey is the quarterback. Lucas Corwin is wide to the left side of the field. Nick Cross sets in a slot to the left side. Hiskey is back to pass. Looks left. Tried to throw it out here to Corwin. Ball is thrown wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Falls incomplete. And it'll bring up second down and 10 from the 15-yard line for the Knights.
In on the, it was Nicholas Keithley, number 38. I'm from the right side.
Next week, the Irish travel out to Bruning, Davenport, Chicley, and you'll hear their game over on our sister station, KTNC. Troy, you're going to have the call on
yep.
that one, along with Lucas Freshel, the law firm of Nelson and Freshel will be presenting the case for an Irish win out there.
Another Freshel.
Now, BDS got beat this afternoon by Johnson Brock. That was a little bit of a surprise. Johnson
yeah.
Brock with a win. As I understand it, Johnson Brock had to score in final possession to take like a two-point win.
Wow.
And that was played out at Chicley, I believe. So I know it wasn't at Johnson. Timeout taken here with 3:50 to go. We're going to keep it here live during this timeout and talk about that a little bit. Johnson Brock got the win over this Nebraska Lutheran team last Friday night, and then because of an official's situation, they couldn't find referees. They had to move
okay.
the game to the afternoon. Johnson Brock went on the road. They either played at Bruning or at Chicley. They alternate back and forth, but it was a road game for the Eagles. I don't have all the exact details, but it's my understanding that they scored late in the ball game to get a two-point win. So two wins in a row for Johnson Brock. Bruning, Davenport, Chicley expected to be one of the tougher
mm-hmm.
teams in eight-man
yep.
around this area.
Defending champs.
And the Irish have them next week, and they
yeah.
will be on the road, Sacred Heart traveling. You and
now.
Lucas will be out there. Again, that game will be live on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. You'll hear it on KTNC. John Nixon and I will travel to Tarkio, Missouri. Sal Colt will be traveling over to take on East Atchison, and we'll have that game here on Sunny 101.3. So lots more football coming up again next Friday night. Second down and 10 now. Hiskey has the snap. Keeps it himself. Starts forward. Not a lot of running room. He just gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's about all. Back to the 15-yard line where it'll be third down and 10 yards to go now.
Looks like we got Nelson and Keithley. Nicholas Keithley in on the tackle.
Yeah, you have to start to be specific on your Freshels
and Keithleys
in here.
Yes, got a lot of them.
Third down and 10 now at the 15-yard line for the Nebraska Lutheran Knights. Get some more of those defensive ball players ID'd there for us.
Well, they're all the same from the last time. They've still got the three starters in the backfield. Dunn, Keithley, Evan Keithley, and Jacob Jordan. But your down lineman, I think Joe Simon's still back in there.
Here's a snap to Hiskey. Back to pass. Hiskey scrambles out to his right. They give chase. He gets rid of the ball. Pass nearly intercepted. The defenders had as much of a chance to make the reception there as did the intended receiver. But fortunately for the Knights, the pass falls incomplete, and they'll have a chance to punt it out of there. It's fourth down and 10. Line of scrimmage at the 15-yard line.
Joe Simon doing a great job shoving him backwards into the end zone, and he gets rid of it. But again, had two white jerseys there to try but missed the interception.
All right, they'll be back to punt it away. Freshel, oh, no, they're going to line up and go after it, apparently. Yeah, hard to tell. Now it looks like they will kick it. They had some receivers out here to the left.
Yeah.
Punt is out of there.
Oh, nice punt.
Freshel will field the ball at the 36. He's to the 40. Jake Freshel, the 35, on his feet at the 30. Broke a tackle inside the 30 and goes down near the 28-yard line. Jake Freshel did a good job running that football between defenders on the return and gives Sacred Heart excellent field position as they start out once again inside the 30 at the 29-yard line of the Nebraska Lutheran Knights.
Jace Freshel in on the tackle there for the Lutheran Knights.
All right, let's try and line up this offense. We did have James Freshel in, a quarterback, on the last series. Let's see who lines up this
yep.
time.
Freshel,
James
Nelson,
Freshel.
And Stice.
And Riley Nelson is the fullback.
Yep, Stice.
Stice is the I-back. Freshel calls his starting count, hands under center, gives to Riley Nelson. Nelson on his feet, running forward from the 30, inside the 25, down near the 16, or the 21, rather, at the 21-yard line. Nice job there. Riley Nelson running off the left side for a gain of about 9 on the play. It's going to bring up second down and a yard to go. The football now just outside the 20, near the 21-yard line. With the ball at the 21, second down and a yard to go. Quarterback is James Freshel. He takes a snap, gives to his fullback.
That's Lechtenberg.
Gavin Leckenberg, 146-pound junior. He'll carry forward and get the first down yardage. He's got the football down. Where are we? Is that the 15? 16?
15, yep.
Yeah, about the 16-yard line. Looking across the way for those small down markers over there behind the linesman. All right, just outside the 15-yard line, first and 10. Nelson is back in at fullback. Stice is the eye back. Freshel the quarterback. Handoff goes to Nelson. Nelson twisting, turning forward. Fought his way inside the 15, down around the 13-yard line. Looks like a gain of about 5 yards on the carry.
Here's what's messing you up. They're bringing Lechtenberg in to bring the play in. Nope, now Nelson goes out.
But
they were bringing Lechtenberg
yeah,
in.
And then Nelson moved the
eye
back. Yeah.
Yes, so they're flip-flopping
I think the other fullback is left because they brought a fullback in. They're messing with
yeah.
the announcer here.
Yeah.
All right. James Freshel takes a snap, gives to his fullback, Lechtenberg, and he'll get inside. Well, he looks to be down there about the 12, I think is where they'll mark it. Third down, still about 5 yards to go with the football at about the 12-yard line. It's on the near side hash mark. Inside of a minute to play here in this first half, down to 45 seconds. Irish on top, 47-0 if you're just tuning in. Stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll give you a complete scoring recap. Talk a little bit about some volleyball coming up tomorrow. Irish playing volleyball. Third down and 5 at the 12. Freshel takes a snap. Gives off to Nelson. Nelson runs off the left side this time, and Riley Nelson has it inside the 15. Looks like he picks up about another 3 on the carry, so it's going to be fourth down and 2 to go.
And, again, they're...
Don't think they're going to get another play off here. Clock's going to wind down. They'll just stand and watch the time run out. So, after one half here, two quarters of play, the Irish dominating Nebraska Lutheran, Sacred Heart leading at the half, 47-0. 47-0 is our halftime score. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motors halftime scoring recap. That'll be coming up after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Waco, Nebraska. The Sacred Heart Irish up now 47-0 over Nebraska Lutheran.
This halftime scoring report is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, where they offer many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler. Always choose us for your maintenance and repair needs. Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Armbruster Motor Company presenting this halftime scoring recap. Well, Troy, it's pretty much all Sacred Heart. In fact, it is all Sacred Heart. The Irish completely dominating the first half of this football game. Sacred Heart got on the board first. Only 12 seconds into the game, Jacob Jordan, after a fumble recovery on the first play from scrimmage by the Knights, Jacob Jordan carried in from 20 yards out, a one-play, 20-yard drive, threw the PAT pass to Jake Preschel, made it 8-0 Irish. Later in the first period, 8:41 to go, Evan Keithley, the first of what would be five touchdowns for him in this first half. Keithley, a one-yard touchdown run, capped a three-play, 20-yard drive. Conversion failed. It was 14-0 Irish. With 6:45 to play in the first period, a 57-yard pass play from Jacob Jordan to Jake Preschel, a one-play, 57-yard drive. Conversion failed, 20-0 Irish on top. Still in the first quarter with 5:49 to play, Evan Keithley with a pass interception down near the goal line. He returned it 3 yards for a touchdown. Keithley then carried in for the two-point conversion to make it 28-0 Irish. Still in the first quarter, 3:38 to play. Evan Keithley, another score. This one from 24 yards out on the run, a one-play, 24-yard drive. Rogan Nautical kicked the extra on this one, made it 35-0 Irish on top. With 11:31 to go in the second quarter, Jordan completed another pass to Evan Keithley for a touchdown, this one from 7 yards out. That capped a five-play, 20-yard drive. Conversion failed, 41-0, Irish on top. Then with 10:10 to go in the first half, a 35-yard play, pass interception, and a return of 35 yards by Evan Keithley, his second interception for a touchdown of the evening. Conversion failed, went 47-0. Then the remaining 10 minutes, Doug Golds kind of called off the dogs, went with a lot of his backups, both offensively and defensively, and that kind of put a stop to the scoring and the runaway train that we had going here. So at halftime, 47-0, the Sacred Heart Irish leading Nebraska Lutheran. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here and send it back to Brian Hurd at our studios. Then we'll have Brian check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll come back out with more information here at halftime at Waco. So we'll take a break right here, two-minute timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
I'm meteorology meteorologist Derek Dolman with your weather for the tri-state area. For tonight, we'll look for a chance of showers and storms developing, especially late, cloudy, with a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, scattered shower and storm chances early, otherwise partly sunny, highs around 76, becoming clear for your Saturday night, and a low near 57. On Sunday, we're in the lower 80s under lots of sunshine, and then on Sunday night, mainly clear and a low near 60. As we head into your Labor Day for Monday, quite beautiful, plenty of sunshine. Highs make it up to around 85 degrees, remaining clear for your Monday night, and a low falling to around 64. On Tuesday, 83, mostly sunny, and then on Tuesday night, quiet weather continues across the region with a low near 54. On Wednesday, mainly sunny, highs around 78, lower 80s Thursday. I'm weatherologist, meteorologist Derek Dolman on Sunny 101.3.
Before heading off to the Husker game in Lincoln, take steps to be healthy so you can enjoy Husker sports all year long. Apply sunscreen before all outside events. Avoid getting overheated. Drink plenty of water. Pack healthy snacks and wear comfortable shoes. That's a big red winning combination. If you prefer watching the game from home, host a game day party. Sports fandom is linked to well-being and happiness in your social life, keeping feelings of loneliness and alienation at bay. Sports help build community. So, go Big Red. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here at Waco, Nebraska. Nebraska Lutheran High School, our halftime score, the Sacred Heart Irish 47 and the Lutheran Knights 0. The Irish dominating the first half of this football game. Got some volleyball action to tell you about. The Weeping Water Volleyball Tournament is going on tomorrow at Weeping Water. The Sacred Heart Irish girls playing in that one. Sacred Heart is scheduled to play their first one against UTAN at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then an hour later at 11 o'clock, they're scheduled to match up with HTRS. They get a little break. Their 2 o'clock game is against Conestoga. And then they will be playing in the championship bracket either for 7th, 5th, 3rd, or 1st. So they will have four matches tomorrow, no matter what. So a big day of volleyball for the Lady Irish. We certainly want to wish them good luck. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to, Troy. Tuesday night, the Irish travel out to Diller Odell.
Okay.
And we all know about the Griffins and the kind of volleyball they play. Never a better matchup for high school volleyball in Class D in southeast Nebraska than we get Diller Odell and Sacred Heart together. And you know what? Guess where I'm going Tuesday night? We're going to be headed to Odell. to Odell. So that'll be a lot of fun. But before they can worry about Diller Odell on Tuesday night, the Irish have got the four big matches. Now, they did make note that they expect the games to take 1 hour each, but they will play ahead if time permits. So, in other words, if a match finishes up in two sets and it's over, they'll move right on to the next match on that court. So you want to plan accordingly if you're planning to go up to watch volleyball tomorrow in Weeping Water. Again, the Irish versus UTAN at 10, HTRS at 11, Conestoga at 2, and then they'll be playing somewhere at either 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in those championship brackets for either 7th, 5th, 3rd, or 1st of those other games that are played. So lots of volleyball coming up. We're still a couple of minutes away from moving to third quarter action here. What's the latest update we've got on the Fall City score with Raymond Central?
All right, at halftime, Raymond Central 21, Fall City 8.
21-8 at the half.
21-8. John says Raymond Central's very fast.
Okay. So that game is being heard live tonight over on KTNC. Probably shouldn't tell all of our listeners that. We might lose some of them. This one being 47-0. And then, of course, we'll have more high school football 1 week from tonight. John Nixon and I will be in Tarkio, Missouri. We'll have South Holt versus East Atchison right here on Sunny 101.3. My buddy Troy and Lucas Threshold, they'll be on the road out of Bruning, Davenport, Chicley with the Irish, and that ought to be a dandy matchup have next Friday.
And go back to what you were saying about the Johnson-Brock
game. You got to put 3 minutes back up.
My wife and I were talking about this, going off last week's scores. Bruning, Davenport played Diller-Odell, and it was just a 14-point difference in the game. So we were thinking, wow, either Bruning Davenport's way down or Diller's way up. Well, okay, maybe after the Johnson-Brock game, Bruning Davenport's down a little bit.
Yeah. So.
But again, it's early, the first two games.
We're still 3 minutes away from starting the second half, so we'll take another two-minute timeout. Be back with more football coming up. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Waco, Nebraska. Nebraska Lutheran High School. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Knights here 47-0. And, boy, Troy, this one was really never in doubt. The Irish in the first minute of play put two touchdowns up.
Right.
It couldn't have started off any worse for Nebraska Lutheran. They fumbled on their first play of the game. The Irish took it in on one play from 20 yards out. They came out, gave it up on downs. The Irish took it in again, and suddenly, I think we played less than a minute, and it was a two-touchdown lead.
Right.
And Sacred Heart really never looked back. Once they got up 47-0, I think that came with about 10 minutes to go in the first half. Doug Goltz kind of called off the dogs here and started using his twos and threes and kept it scoreless from that point on in the first half. Will be fun to see some of these young players get some varsity playing time here tonight for the Irish sitting on top of a 47-0 lead. So,
and you're going to see that right now on this opening kickoff.
Yeah.
Dropping back to the deep back is going to be, I don't even have a number three on our roster, but I'm going to guess it's Rob Threshold, number three.
Yeah, they got him listed as 20 on there, don't they? That can't be right. I'll bet it is. That's got to be Rob. All right, here with your third quarter of play-by-play is Troy Nelson.
All right, setting the tee, the ball now for the Lutheran Knights. Looks like we got number 13, your kickoff man, Ben Vogt. All right, ball spotted at the Lutheran 30-yard line. All right, they're going to be kicking to your west, and the kick is away. It's going to be fielded by Rob Freshel right around the 5-yard line. He's going to move up to the left, cuts back to the right, keeps moving his feet. He's doing a good job, and he's going to be brought down there around the 22-yard line.
Making the tackle on him was Connor Tarr, a junior, there to make the stop for the Knights.
And you know, I know there's one mom on the sidelines that's just sweating because her little baby just ran off the field, and he's a 105-pound freshman.
So who would that be?
That
right?
would be the other little Nelson. So if you want to see what number four weighs, we got to get 17 and number four together.
Okay.
All right. Ned and Rip is your center now for the Irish.
Connor's listed at 105.
Yep. All right, you got James Freshel under center. You got Nelson as the fullback, and is going to pitch to Stice on the left side, and he is not going to get very much.
There to make the tackle on him was Ben Boat. Boat, a senior, wrapped him up right near the line of scrimmage.
They're going to be 1 yard gain there for Stice. All right, again, bringing your play in is Gavin Lechtenberg. Nelson is going to go out, so Lechtenberg and Nelson are switching at fullback. All right, trying to get some other names and numbers here for you. Number 45 for the Irish is Vaughn Leonard on the line. Freshel under center. The give is to, whoop, fighting over the ball. That was your famous Irish play. Freshel's trying to read what the defense is doing, and Gavin Lechtenberg just clamped on the ball and kept it.
So then they ended up getting tackled back at the 20-yard line. Loss of about a yard, put it back to the 20. Now, let's see, 21. Well, look at there. The ball's on the 20. The down marker's out.
Yeah.
Third down and 11.
Third and 11. Freshel under center. Nelson's your fullback. The give is to Nelson on the right side. He's got some running room. He's going to get about maybe 5 yards on that third down play.
Looks like Ben Boat along with Lucas Corwin also in on the tackle there.
Okay, we got a running clock here in the third quarter. The score is 47-0 Irish. Lechtenberg brings the play in. Ewers goes out.
This second half's going to move right along with a 47-0 score.
Rule
is 35-point lead in the second half. You go to a running clock, and that's what we've got going.
And they're going to keep the ball on the ground.
That's not all bad when you're 150 miles from home.
Fourth and 7. All right, looks like we got Keithley set to punt. He hasn't punted yet tonight, so he is your starting punter. All right. Oh, no, that was Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn, right foot punt.
Corwin.
Okay. Corwin as your return man. And he's going to bring the ball up to about the 30-yard line as he's shoved out of bounds.
And teaming up there to get the stop on him for the Irish was Carson Sells. Sells had primarily there on the tackle.
All right, so Nebraska Lutheran Knights will take the ball first and 10 on their own 30-yard line.
You
and
should have your
running.
Starters in there, I think. Hiskey, you should be able to use your chart.
On this one, yeah. Clock running with 8:45.
47-0. Irish on top here. Clock winding down.
Yep, we still got Eli Vogt as your center. Hiskey's your quarterback. He's in a shotgun. In motion is Dressel. Dropping back to pass. He's got a little bit of time, but not much. He gets rid of it. And he had his underthrown. He had to come back for it. Falls incomplete.
Back on the coverage there was James Freshel. James was with him, and when the ball bounced off the hands of the intended receiver, James just for a moment had thoughts of getting an interception there. The ball was just kind of floating out there for a moment.
If it hadn't been underthrown a little bit, I think he'd have had it.
Yeah.
So second and 10. Knights have the ball. 8 minutes left here in the third quarter, 47-0 Irish. We're going to have two wideouts to your right, two wideouts to your left. Shotgun formation is Hiskey. Snap is away. He's going to dump it off, and it's going to fall incomplete, intended for Dressel.
Boy, Riley Nelson had a bead on that receiver. Might be fortunate for Dressel that he didn't pull that one in, because Nelson took everything he could to pull up, and not nail the receiver there. He had a bead on him.
All right, incomplete pass, but again, the clock is running on your 35-point rule here in the second half.
Ball at the 30-yard line. It's on the near side hash mark. They're moving from our left to right, from east to west, here at Waco, Nebraska Lutheran High School.
All right, the Knights break the huddle. Hiskey's in a shotgun. To his right is Dressel. You got two receivers, one left, one right. Snap is away, but there's going to be a flag. I'm going to say somebody jumped.
That's probably going to go against your offense when you get a flag there. Illegal procedure, they call. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, and that'll put the ball back to the 15-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 15 yards to go now. Again, the clock continues to run. This is going to be a fast half of football here. And like I said, it's not all bad when you're 150 miles from
150
home.
Miles, yep. All right, the Knights break the huddle. Again, same formation. Hiskey's your in a shotgun, sitting to his right. Bad snap. He does catch it off the foam, or bobbles it around. But he does nice running room around the left side, and he's going to get maybe for the first down. Pushed
James,
out of bounds.
James Freshel met up with him over there. And looked like he might be able to get him down short of the down marker. He's going to be just short, but Freshel had a handful when he got a hold of Hiskey. Hiskey had a full head of steam there, and James did a good job at 151 pounds of just holding on.
He caught that corner, and like you said, Randy, he took off, and he was moving. So fourth down and one for the Knights. Obviously, they should go for it. 5.5 minutes left here in the running clock in the third period. Irish ahead 47-0.
Ball on the 40-yard line now. Long time in the huddle here.
Just hearing you say that. Knights taking their time coming out of the huddle. Ball spotted on the far hash mark. Hiskey is your in the shotgun formation. And Dressel's to your right. He gives it to Dressel. Dressel moves back to the left. Triton goes up the middle and nothing there. Irish are going to stop him on fourth down.
Well, Sacred Heart had a number of tacklers in there on that one. Looks like leading the stop for the Irish was Vaughn Leonard. John Krause also in on the stop. A lot of clean jerseys out there, seeing some playing time. Matthew Nedrip, 236-pound junior, he's been wrapped up in there in the middle of that defensive line also now for the Irish.
All right, Irish take over on downs. First and 10 on about the 39-yard line of Lutheran Knights. Clock running at 4:52 left here in the third quarter. Neddenrip is your center. Freshel comes up under center. You got Nelson and then Stice to give to Nelson. Nope. Freshel wanting to keep it, but Nelson gets ahead for about a 2-yard gain.
Riley Nelson got two before being tackled, making the stop on him there. It was Caleb Eldridge. Eldridge, just a sophomore defensive lineman, got a stop on Riley after a gain of a couple. Clock winding down, 4:25 to go, third quarter. Fast-moving second half here.
Two new jerseys coming in. Well, Lechtenberg, but then Clayton Keithley. So adding another Keithley into the mix. All right, Lechtenberg's your fullback. The give is to Lechtenberg. Nope, Freshel keeps it now. He's moving to the right. He's going to move up for about 2 yards and then hit and stood up.
Well, about 4 to 5 defenders had him wrapped up over there on the far side. Looks like getting up off the bottom of it is Caleb Eldridge, one of the people in on that tackle.
Going to give him about a 1-yard gain, so it's going to be third down in about 7. Clock at 3:50 and running here. Again, Neddenrip is your center. James Freshel under center. Looks like you got Nelson and Stice in the backfield. You give to Nelson on the left side, and he's got plenty of running room as he breaks through one or two tackles and rumbles for the first down.
And getting the tackle there for Nebraska Lutheran was Ben Vogt. Vogt had Nelson around the waist, but Nelson just kept carrying him along, and Vogt went for a little 5-yard run, courtesy of Riley Nelson, the ball carrier, and enough for the first down there by Nelson.
Lechtenberg bringing the play in, first and 10 Irish, on about the Knights' 28-yard line. James Freshel under center. Lechtenberg and Stice. Give is to Lechtenberg. Nope, Freshel keeps it. And gets about 2 yards before he's brought down.
Getting the stop, Caleb Eldridge again, wrapping him up, had him first after a gain. Looks like they're going to spot the ball about the 25-yard line now, Troy, as the clock is down to 2:45 to go. If you're just tuning in, the Irish lead it 47-0. We've got a running clock here at Waco. Sacred Heart had that 47-0 lead with about 10 minutes to go in the second quarter, and we haven't seen any scoring since.
Carson Sells is your receiver and tight end on the left side. Freshel keeps it, moving to the right side, and he's going to get maybe 1 or 2 yards. Whoa! Lutheran Knights trying to strip the ball there.
Yeah, he was on the ground before the ball was stripped out, and again, Caleb Eldridge down there on the bottom. Also went on the tackle with Ian Tarr that time.
Third down and 7. Lechtenberg bringing the play in. Looks like we got Von Leonard on the line with Ned and Rip and Krause on the right side. Nope, that's Keithley. Clayton Keithley on the right end. Sells on the left end. Freshel gives to Lechtenberg. Nope, Freshel keeps it. It's that little handoff option that they like to play.
Aaron Kepsel was there to lead the tackle for the Knights. Inside of 2 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Irish just kind of gradually bringing this ball down the field here.
Yep.
All twos and threes in there. I don't think we've got any starters.
No,
on the
no
field
starters
right now
left
for the Irish.
Lechtenberg going out. Nelson coming in. It's fourth down. Minute 25 left here in the third quarter. Irish lead 47-0.
Fourth and a good long five, almost 6 yards to go here on this fourth down play.
Freshel's in a shotgun formation this time. Nelson to the left, Stice to the right. Dropping back to pass is Freshel. So first pass for him tonight. He's just going to get rid of it out of bounds. Well, I thought it was going out of bounds, but it wasn't really, was it? Intended for Jack Stice over there on the sideline. But the ball falls incomplete. Turnover on down.
I think that's only the second time the Irish have been stopped on offense tonight. They punted once before earlier.
Yep.
And this is a stop for Nebraska Lutheran with 44 seconds to go here. They'll have time to maybe run off one play before the quarter ends. Ball is going to be turned over on downs, the line of scrimmage. 23, about the 23-yard line.
I got a glare in this window here, but I think you got 25 is what you're right.
Step around here. Go ahead.
All right, so the Knights have the ball. Shotgun formation is Hiskey. Dropping back. Got a receiver down the middle. He's wide open. And he overthrows him. Had him wide open, Lucas Corwin.
Corwin, the intended receiver. Defensive coverage back there. Sacred Heart had two defenders back on him, but Corwin had about two strides behind the backup defenders. If that ball's on the money, he's got six points on it. There's the end of the third quarter, 47-0. The Irish lead it. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson back with you here at Waco, Nebraska. A fresh 12 minutes up on the clock for the running clock. We move into the fourth quarter. Here with the play-by-play is Troy Nelson.
All right. Hiskey is your quarterback in shotgun formation. In motion is Cross. And he stops, and Hiskey drops back to pass. Got a little bit of time, being flushed out of the pocket. Now he moves to his left, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds. Nice hit by Nelson.
Riley Nelson just put him in a big old bear hug there and took him out of bounds. Nothing flagrant, just a good solid tackle on the sideline. That's where you need to do it. There will be a gain on the play to put the football out to about the 32, 33-yard line.
Brings up third down and about six, maybe, for the Knights.
Check that. That's a 28-yard line.
28.
I just found the down marker.
Okay, yep. Down markers. All right, shotgun formation is Hiskey. Snap is away. Dropping back, right-handed thrower. Throws off to the right. Nelson is going to catch him and run him out of bounds. Be enough for a first down, though.
Riley Nelson with his second stop in a row there for that Irish defense. Moves the football to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Running clock down to 10:50 to go in the ball game. 47-0. This game really hasn't been in doubt since the 10-minute mark of the second quarter when the Irish went up 47-0.
All right, so first and 10, Knights. They got the ball on about the 35 yard, their own 35. Shotgun formation, two receivers to left, two to right. And Hiskey throws it to Dressel on the right side, and he's going to catch the ball and move it up for about three more yards.
Wait and see when they unstack it over there. Looks like one of the players in on the stop that time was Matthew Nedrip. He's a big boy.
Yep.
236-pound junior. Had a couple of other Irish defenders in on that stop also. Defensive backfield, let's see. We got James Freshel on the corner here on the near side. Who's playing in the safety spot?
I think that's Carson Sells, but I'm not for sure. Can't get a number. Wait, 34 is Carson.
Okay.
All right, Hiskell in shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. In motion is Kepsel, and he stops, and he's lined up on the right side as a blocking back. The pass is away, but it's overthrown.
James Freshel over here on the coverage. Looking for Lucas Corwin down the left sideline. Pass well overthrown. But with the running clock, that doesn't stop it like it normally would. And
yeah.
We're going to be out of here early tonight. I want to invite you to follow the Sacred Heart Irish Girls tomorrow. If you can make it up to Weeping Water, they'll be playing volleyball throughout the day and into the afternoon. Also want to remind you, we'll have University of Nebraska football over on our sister station, KTNC. 11 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game show starts at 9 o'clock on KTNC tomorrow morning.
All right, third down, shotgun formation is Hiskey. Coming in motion is Dressel. He stops. He's going to pitch it to Dressel. Dressel fumbles it, and the Irish get it back.
Riley Nelson's on the ball, I believe. Nelson came up there and met Nelson got it. He came up and met Jace Dressel. The ball was knocked loose. Riley Nelson falls on it, gets the fumble recovery for the Irish, and Sacred Heart takes over offensively. They'll have the ball first and 10 at the 38-yard line of Nebraska Lutheran. This happens with 8:34 to play in the ball game, and the Irish up 47-0. And, you know, it's a blowout, but it does have a silver lining to this thing. Great opportunity for these twos to get a chance to play some varsity ball here.
Yep. James Freshel, still your quarterback, under center. He's going to give to Nelson on the left side. Nelson's going to get maybe 1 yard on that run.
And you better believe these backups are here to show what they
can
do. They're not going to let up a bit, that's for sure. Tackle there by Trevor Hiskey. Hiskey got the stop.
And that's what I've told the Nelson brothers all along. Make your moments count.
Yeah, when you get a chance, they want to show the coaches they can play, there's no letting up.
So Lechtenberg bringing the play in. He's your fullback. Stice is your I-back. Freshel under center. Give this to Stice now on the left side. Stice has got a little move there, and he spins and moves forward for about 3 yards.
Lucas Corwin got the tackle on him. Corwin wrapped him up.
All right, 7:33 left here in the game. 47-0 Irish. They have the ball third and four, maybe. It looks like they're on the Knights' 32-yard line. Break the huddle. Freshel's under center. Nelson then Stice in the backfield. Give his to Stice on the left. And he's going to get about 2 yards before he's met by a lot of blue jerseys.
You know, I've had an 81 showing up here all night, and he's not on my roster. So you don't have him either. Yeah, even the public address announcer doesn't have him on his either. Well, Mom, if you're watching this thing on Strive TV and you watch jersey number 81, your boy just got the tackle.
All right. Fourth down for the Irish. About 3 yards to go. Lechtenberg bringing the play in on the far sideline. Clock running with 6 minutes, 32 seconds left. Irish taking their time here. All right. Now they break huddle. Nedden rips your center. Leonard on the left, and we got a delay of the game call.
Well, that's going to happen once in a while when you've got all the reserves in there. A little bit of hesitancy to get up to the line of scrimmage. And that'll mark the Irish back 5 yards and put the football back outside the 35 at the 36-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 8 yards to go now. Clock at 6:09 and running. Sacred Heart up 47-0. Stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring recap from that first half.
Freshel on a quarterback keeper, rolls it to the right, and he throws it to Clayton Keithley, and Clayton doesn't get the ball, and it goes for an interception for the Lutheran Knights.
Yeah, Clayton had it on his fingertips, and it went right through his hands and into the hands of Lucas Worcester. Worcester's the little guy we were talking about earlier, the freshman, and he was in the right spot, grabbed that ball on the deflection, and got the interception for the Lutheran Knights. Good job there by Lucas Worcester. I'm always rooting for the little guy.
Oh, you bet.
Somebody like Worcester out there looks like 100 pounds, and he's lining up against guys that weigh anywhere from 75 to 100 pounds more than him, and he still takes it right at him. So that takes a special kind of athlete to do that.
Yes. And again, he's been in on various plays tonight, and he's doing a pretty good job.
Believe it or not, I can remember weighing 100 pounds.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. So 5 minutes left. Lutheran Knights have the ball, first and 10 on their own 27-yard line, shotgun formation. We've got a new quarterback in tonight. Now, number 82, Caleb Eldridge, and he lets it go, and it's caught by number 10 down here inside the 15-yard line.
That's Hiskey, normally the quarterback.
Hiskey, so they mixed it up.
Back on the defensive coverage there for the Irish, and getting the stop was Carson Sells. Sells was there with him, but Hiskey had to come back to the football because it was underthrown.
I'm going to give that about a 40-yard pass there, Randy.
Okay, at the 20-yard line now.
Same quarterback, Eldridge. Ooh, he's got a big throws an interception to the Irish. All right, looks like Will Ewers caught that ball, dropping back in his linebacker. Nope, that's Carson Sells.
Sells made the interception at about the 2-yard line.
Yep.
Got a return out to about the 19 or the 20. So, boy, look for a minute there like the Knights were going to get some offense going. They had that nice pass completion down there to Hiskey, but they come back with an interception.
And you can tell when Eldridge is dropping back to throw that ball, he's got a lot more zip on it.
Yeah. But the Irish get the ball. They'll start out first and 10 here, working from their own 15-yard line.
All right, Freshel under center. Nelson is the fullback. Freshel's going to keep it. He's moving to his left side, and he's got the corner. And he's going to take it down the sideline, the 30, the 20, one man to beat, 10. Goal, touchdown Irish, and he flags on the play. I don't see any yellow. So,
60,
James Freshel.
65 yards on the run, carrying the football. That was James, right?
James Freshel.
James Freshel, a 65-yard run by James Freshel for the touchdown.
The clock will stop on that touchdown, so 3:31 left in the game.
That was a quarterback keeper, wasn't it?
Quarterback keeper, yep. 53-0 Irish right now. All right, let's see who we bring in to do this two-point conversion. All right, Lechtenberg and Rob Freshel in as the I back now. All right, James Freshel under center. He's another keeper to the left side, but the Lutheran Knights are going to smell this one out just like. So failed two-point conversion with 3:31 left in the fourth quarter, 53-0 Irish. We'll send her back to the studio.
For growth and excellent benefits, look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Waco, Nebraska here. Your scoring drive, sponsored by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. CJ Kertasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
Well, for the third time tonight, a one-play scoring drive for the Irish. This time, 65 yards on a quarterback keeper by James Freshel. Conversion failed, and with 3:31 to go in the ballgame, the Irish now lead it 53-0.
All right. Kicking off for the Irish now will be Riley Nelson. He's spotting the ball on the 30-yard line. Set to return for the Lutheran Knights. We got Corwin and Worcester. Comes Nelson with his right-footed kick. It's not going to be a too bad one. It's going to be fielded around the 10-yard line. Is Worcester moving up to the left side. And finally, shoved out of bounds by a couple white jerseys.
The kicker, Riley Nelson, there to lead the tackle on him. Nelson kicked the ball off, then got over and made the stop here on the near sideline. Looks like the tackle's going to be made at about the 21-yard line. That's where this drive will begin. Or is that the 26? 21. At the 21, clock is winding down to 3 minutes to play here now. And let's see what the Knights from Nebraska Lutheran can do. 3 minutes left to go.
All right, we got some more subs coming in for the Irish. Rob Freshel in as defensive back. We got Quincy Kelleher in as a linebacker now. We got throw
That's
out
Hiskey.
To the left side is Hiskey, and Dressel is your receiver, and he's going to get the ball and move it upfield for about maybe 5 yards.
Hiskey caught the ball. Tackle made there by Sacred Heart's Jake Freshel got the stop.
4 yard pass. All right, and again, the Irish making a lot of subs here. You still got Vaughn, Neddenrip, Vaughn Leonard, Matthew Neddenrip, and on the
Irish fans,
line.
Irish fans, forgive me, but you kind of pull a little bit for the underdog here, down 53-0.
53.
They've got 2 minutes left with which to work.
Got those, Carson Sells in as the defensive back.
Those are somebody's grandsons out there.
Yeah, they are. All right. So Eldridge is your quarterback again. Man, he is just chucking that ball downfield. He had two receivers down there, but it falls incomplete.
Back on the coverage there for the Irish were Carson Sells and Gavin Lechtenberg. They were on either side of the intended receiver, but the pass well overthrown falls harmlessly incomplete. Brings up third down, 6 yards to go. Clock down to a minute and a half to play. 90 seconds left in this one. We invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have the Armbruster Motor Company postgame scoring recap for you. Talk a little bit about the upcoming broadcast that will be coming your way both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC.
Knights taking their time in the huddle here. They know their back judge has got his hand up. Time's running out, and we're going to, do we call a timeout?
Yep.
Knights call a timeout.
We'll take a 30-second break with 106 to play in the ballgame. 53-0, the Irish lead it. We're back in half a minute. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Football on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here at Waco, Nebraska. Nebraska Lutheran High School. Oh, boy, we got a whole bunch of new white jerseys on the field.
I think you got a bunch of freshmen out there on the white jerseys. All right, third down and 7 for the Knights. Eldridge again, your quarterback, and he pitches it to Hiskey to the left side. Hiskey's got some running room. He's going to be shoved out of bounds.
What?
Around, where are we at, the 35-yard line?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of freshmen out there. Roddinghouse is on the field. Looks like Vaughn Leonard is out there. He's a sophomore. Also on the field, Gavin Clough, a freshman.
First and 10, Knights. Right at midfield.
35 seconds to go here.
Dropping back to pass. Eldridge throws to Dressel. Dressel. No.
Looking for Hiskey out here.
Hiskey
just dropped the football. And you know, Hiskey had Quincy Kelleher out here defensively, and Henry Roddinghouse, a pair of freshmen, and Hiskey sure wishing he'd have caught that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was. Second and 10. Probably the last play of the game here with 10 seconds left, and it falls incomplete again. Eldridge's pass to Hiskey over his head, incomplete. And that'll be your game here in Waco, Nebraska.
That's Randy. 53-0 will be your final. The Sacred Heart Irish pick up their first win of the season. They go to 1-1 on the year. Nebraska Lutheran falls to 0-2 after their loss last week to Johnson Brock. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the postgame show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. Right after this 2 minute break, you've been enjoying Sacred Heart Irish football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop.
But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank Ag Lender set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Waco, Nebraska here as the game is over. This scoring recap, post-game scoring summary, provided by Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. They have been in business since 1951. They're currently offering Chevy, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram.
Your final score tonight, 53-0. A big night for Evan Keithley, the starting eye back. Keithley responsible for 5 touchdowns. He had 2 interceptions for touchdowns. He had 2 rushing touchdowns and caught 1 pass for a 5th score. Not a bad night for the junior I-back here for the Irish. Sacred Heart came out of the chutes on fire. They scored with their first 5 possessions. With only 12 seconds into the ball game, they had already recovered a fumble. Jacob Jordan opened the scoring on a 20-yard touchdown run. The conversion pass was complete to Jake Freshel, made it 8-0, and we'd only played 12 seconds. 8:41 to go in the first quarter. Evan Keithley with the first of his rushing touchdowns, capped a 3-play 20-yard drive. Conversion failed, made it 14-0. 6:45 to go, still in the first quarter. This time a 57-yard pass from Jacob Jordan to Jake Freshel. Freshel took it in from 57 yards out. Conversion failed, made it 20-0. Irish pushed it up to 28-0 when Keithley got his first interception for a touchdown of the evening. Then Keithley rushed in from 24 yards out. Jordan completed a pass to Keithley that went 7 yards for a touchdown. And at halftime, it was 35-0. Irish in command. As the end of the first quarter, I'm sorry. Later on in the second half, at the 10-10 mark, it went 47-0. When Evan Keithley intercepted his second scoring pass of the evening, an interception returned this one 35 yards for the touchdown. At halftime, 47-0, that was all there was for scoring until with 3:31 left to go in the ballgame, James Freshel, backup quarterback, got loose on a quarterback keeper down the left sideline for 65 yards for a touchdown and made the final score 53-0. A convincing win tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish here over Nebraska Lutheran. I want to remind you, we'll have high school football coming up for you next Friday night. John Nixon and I will be here on Sunny 101.3 live from Tarkio, Missouri, as East Atchison hosts South Holt. Troy, you and Lucas Freshel will be traveling with the Irish out to Bruning, Davenport, Chickley. That game will be heard live over on our sister station, KTNC. Both games set for 7 o'clock kickoffs. Pre-games at 6:30, that's coming up. Don't forget, Nebraska football tomorrow on KTNC. Pre-game show at 9 o'clock. Kickoff against Fordham set for 11 a.m. And Irish volleyball throughout the day tomorrow at Weeping Water. The girls will have 4 matches. If you want to take in some volleyball, you can watch a lot of it tomorrow at Weeping Water. Troy, good job tonight. A pleasure to work with you as always.
You bet, Randy. It was, again, a beautiful night for high school football week 2. Just great weather.
Yeah. So have a good call next Friday.
Hey, thank you. You too. Have fun.
All right. That about wraps it up for our live coverage of high school football from here at Waco. For Troy Nelson and Brian Hurd, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 53 and the Nebraska Lutheran 0. 53-0, Irish with the win. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.